has more than doubled its profits, closer to tripled, I think, Nick Cosgrove.
£8.7 billion. And the reason for it, although Vodafone's a British company, its revenues have actually fallen here. It's doing really well in Asia and Africa, emerging markets. That's where it does well. And interestingly, a third of its money comes from non-mobile services like internet broadband. Eddie Murphy is a telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting. Eddie, Vodafone clearly doing well, but why doesn't it do so well here in its home country?
Well, it's in its home country, it's had a very strong market position, and of course, this home market has been quite badly affected by the recession. Vodafone's always had a very good representation amongst business customers, and of course, when there's a market downturn, that's not going to help your position.
So tell us, why is it doing so well in places like Africa and Asia? Because they're not the only firms out there.
They're not the only firms out there, but they're a big global presence. They're a very recognisable brand, and they've managed to move into markets, particularly like India, and go in a few years from zero to 100 million customers, which is quite a nice little rate of growth.
What are the sort of penetration figures like here? Because everyone's got a mobile phone in the West. What's it like in India?
It's much lower in India and the developing world, which of course gives them much greater scope for growth in the basic voice market. But in developed countries, they are still able to target some level of growth because the volume of data that's being carried over mobile telephone networks is now much greater than it ever was before.
Well, I mentioned that the non-mobile activity is now making up a third of its profits. So what sort of thing are Vodafone doing that they're making money with?
Well, they're a significant player now in the fixed broadband market, and they're making several billion pounds on providing fixed broadband to customers. They've got about 5.6 million customers across Europe on that.
And if Vodafone does well, people's pension funds do well, because the company's one of our biggest companies in Britain. It pays a dividend, and it's a very popular share.
It's a very popular share, and the dividend has increased nicely, and I see for their forward forecasts, they're talking about increasing the dividend year on year for the next 3 years. So, very popular. They're actually looking at freeing up cash to their investors, which is going to make them very popular as a potential share to bring some cash in.
Eddie Murphy from Priory Consulting, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.